they tried to get me to run again. I said, no, hell, I'm finished. I said, when you have to pay the Democratic Executive Committee $350, $400 to put your name on the book, I said, I got a belly full of that.
You had to pay to run?
Sure. You paid. No, that's to pay for the, get your name on the books.
Oh.
And so I told him, I said, no, I said, we're going to run you anyhow. I said, when you have to pay that $350, $400, it'd be a different thing. He says, hell, we can get that around town easy. I said, well, if I'm elected, I won't serve. So
how long were you sheriff?
12 years.
And that was from when, 41?
41 to 53.
Oh. Was the sheriff's department located on Key West then, or was it down?
Yeah, no. Always been here.
I
figure that the way Marathon is going ahead in a few years, they'll be trying to get the sheriff's office up there, but they got too much here. They mended over $1 million from that jail. They renovated the county courthouse there. They spent too much money down there, I believe.
Okay. What's your full name, sir?
Berlin Atwood, ATWOOD is the middle name. Berlin A.
This is just a little information sheet that I put with the tape so we keep things straight, you know. The story you told me about your parents going to right when you were born, how long did your parents live here before you were born?
My mother came down there. They ran away and got married from Harbor Island, and went to Nassau and took a boat then, come to Key West. Well, right around here where the recreation hall is for the Stone Church, that's where my aunt lived, and Becky, my mother, grandmother's sister. And she went, my daddy left there. Well, she had a son that was a cigar maker. And the old man couldn't get no job around there, so he took him in the factory with him and taught him the trade, and he stayed in Key West, and he died there.
That was your father?
Huh?
Your father?
Yeah.
So he worked
in the factory, cigar factory. Yes, you know, then Key West was the only city in the United States that had many factories, cigar factories around. We had in the neighborhood of 40, 50 cigar makers around town. 40, 50, 100.
Huh.
So there was Trust Factory. They worked about 300, 400 people. Gus Arnold worked about 200. Santa, he had quite a lot. That day, I guess they had 2,000 people working in the factory. Now all of them, they have pickers, pick the cigars and regulate them, so the colors, the size, and all that. They have pickers, packers, strippers. The women folks, they strip. They get 10 cents, that's the damn machine. 10 cents in Manoa. Manoa is four bunches tied up with little pieces. The women can't make, they're too fast, they can't make more than $2 or $3 a day.